Welcome to Ellsworth Caverns, one of the largest caverns on the East Coast. Untouched by human hands and unseen by human eyes for thousands of years, it was discovered in 1870 by Civil War veteran Horatio Ellsworth. Now, it's one of the most visited attractions in the state, averaging almost 1,000 visitors each day, with tours running every 20 minutes. And don't forget to stop by our other attractions, like Cola Country, East Coast's largest collection of soda, ephemera, and memorabilia.
Step right this way, folks. The tour continues this way. All right, we got everybody? There's no stragglers? Okay, good. This is one of my favorite parts of the tour, a rock formation that we call Big Elvis.
This tour is so unbelievably cheesy.
Come on. It's kind of neat.
We call this formation Big Elvis because the flowstone kind of looks like a pompadour.
Oh, yeah. I see it. You see it?
No.
Look at it.
I don't see it. You could say that rock looks like anything you want it to look like. I mean, it... Oh, wait. I kind of do see it.
Yeah, that's amazing, right? It's the
But king. Old Elvis.
Alrighty, let's move on. Remember, the only rules are take a lot of pictures, ask a lot of questions, and have a lot of fun. Also, do not touch anything. The rock formations are very sensitive. Right this way and watch your head tall, folks.
How much longer is this?
We're zipping right along.
Now, it's time for one of my other favorite parts of the tour. Though they're all my favorite, I guess. It's the wishing well. I make a wish every time I'm down here.
Gonna make a wish?
Only if you lend me a penny.
Can do.
Thank you.
Everybody get their wishes in? Last chance. Any questions before we move on?
What did you wish for?
If I told you, it wouldn't come true.
What did you wish for?
I wished for this tour to be over.
You shouldn't have told me. Now we're gonna be here forever.
Rats. What about you? What did you wish for?
If I told you, it wouldn't come true.
Alrighty, now follow me this way. We are about to enter the deepest chamber of the caverns. It's the section we call the cathedral. It's because of how open it is and how high the ceilings are. It's also a really great spot for listening to cave sounds. And to help us really appreciate those sounds, I'm gonna turn off the lights for just a minute.
Oh boy.
You okay?
Yeah, I just... God, I feel so stupid. I had this visceral image of somebody reaching out and touching me in the dark. I kind of freaked myself out.
That vivid imagination of yours.
Yeah.
Get ready. I'm going to turn the lights off.
I just can't shake it, though.
Hold my hand.
In three...
I'm right here. Just breathe. So listen to my breathing.
Two...
Okay.
Okay.
One...
What was that? Did you hear that?
Quit it, you're gonna freak me out.
No, really, listen. Listen. I hear. Who's there?
Ben, don't let go of my hand. Ben, where are you? Ben, where are you? Ben?
All right.
Ben?
How about that, huh?
Has anyone seen my husband? He was right here, holding my hand. Ben, this isn't funny, Ben! Ben!
You see it advertised on a billboard as you drive along the highway. And on a full-color, fold-out brochure in your motel lobby. It's awe-inspiring. Mysterious. Maybe a little scary. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and in today's episode, we're looking beneath the surface as we plumb the depths of the cavern.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to the cavern.
So let's go through this one more time.
Okay.
Okay.
This morning I was taking a tour of Ellsworth Caverns with my husband. We are on vacation.
Uh-huh.
There's a part of the tour where they turn the lights off.
I love that part. Very spooky. It's a great tour. I go all the time, actually.
The lights went out. My husband said he heard something. He let go of my hand, and when they turned the lights back on, he was gone. Nobody saw him leave. Nobody's seen anything.
Can I ask you a question? How long have you two been married?
18 months? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. Well, that's a tough time in any marriage. The honeymoon period is over, and reality's setting in, and it's like, is this it? The rest of my life? You start to become really aware that, you know, that slow, steady drip of things that drive you crazy. People get frustrated. They want to change. It's how I felt, anyway.
I'm not looking for marriage counseling.
Well, that's your problem right there. Maybe you should be. I mean, it did wonders for me in my marriage, and even though we did wind up breaking up, it was mutual. Mostly.
Okay. Are there more questions you need to ask me?
Yes. Have you and your husband had any fights recently?
No, not like serious fights, fights. Just, you know, it's been a nice vacation. We've been having a good time.
Okay. Have you noticed your husband acting strange lately?
I mean, I thought it was weird that he wanted to go to these caverns in the first place. There was a brochure in our rental, and I thought it looked like, you know, whatever. But he got really excited about it.
Excited. So. He didn't seem upset, though? Anything like that?
Not that I noticed.
Well, it's important to be mindful of those subtle emotional cues. Did you try calling his cell phone?
I'm not an idiot.
Okay, I have to ask these questions.
It went straight to voicemail.
Okay, how about his family? Have you contacted them?
He doesn't really have any that he's... I'm his only family, so...
I'm gonna be honest. And... you're not gonna like what I have to tell you. There's not much we can do in cases like this. Your husband's a grown man, and he hasn't been gone that long. Usually, in these situations, the answer is one of two things. Mostly, it's misunderstandings. Oh, I thought you said you could be there at 2 p.m., not 3 p.m., and then now I'm here, and I'm waiting, and blah, 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 and, you know, normal miscommunication. Oh, my God, me and my wife, my ex-wife, she could not stick to a plan, and it drove me nuts.
What's the other answer?
The other answer is that the person who went missing doesn't want to be found. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
If you give it a few days, you can file a missing persons report. In the meantime, maybe you should head back to the caverns and see if he turns up. You know what you could do? You could wait at the Cola County Pavilion. It's much better than it sounds, and you get free soda at the end.
Welcome to Ellsworth Caverns, one of the largest caverns on the East Coast.
Hi, I'd like one ticket for the tour.
One ticket is $25. Hey, weren't you just here this morning?
Yes.
Wow, you really like the caverns, huh?
They're okay.
Boy, I tell you, if I didn't work here, you couldn't pay me to go down there. Freaks me out. What am I saying? I work here.
Can I just get my ticket, please?
Yeah. Have fun.
Watch your heads, please. Watch your heads. Step this way. All right, now, who can tell me the difference between stalactites and stalagmites? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, well, I'll tell you. The stalactites are the ones hanging down from the ceiling. They hold on tight. And the stalagmites come up from the ground. They push up with all of their might. One interesting thing to note is that the presence of people in the caverns changes it. These formations are still growing, and every time you breathe out, you're changing the cavern's chemical composition. Of course, you can't interact with something without changing it. But if we didn't open up the caverns, we wouldn't have this wonderful educational opportunity, and wouldn't that be a shame? Okay, step this way, watch your head. We're gonna go down this set of stairs. There's a railing on the right. Please hold on as tight as you can.
Who's there?
Ben. Ben? Ben?
Hello again.
Hi. I'm sorry. You were our my tour guide, but I don't remember your name.
Oh, it's okay. I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Sorry. Right. I am Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
You know you're not supposed to be wandering these caves alone.
Oh. Yeah, I was just looking around. I just wanted to take an extra moment.
I understand. To be honest, I come down here too sometimes when I'm not supposed to. Did you find your husband?
No, not yet. But I'm sure it's fine. You know, I think we just had a miscommunication.
Right.
About where we were supposed to meet after the tour. Just, you know, just a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that we're not allowed to talk about on the tour. Like, if you look right here, this spot is where they found a human skeleton. Just
really?
Stuck in the caves.
How did that happen?
Oh, that's a great question. The strange thing is, it was already down here when the caverns were discovered. And they were totally sealed before they got opened up. Lots of theories, but nobody really knows. When the explorers found it, it had been dripped on by a stalactite for so long, it had actually fused with the wall of the cave.
Wow.
I actually think it's a really peaceful way to be buried.
Yeah.
You know, just becoming one with the cave.
I'm planning on sticking to cremation.
You know that stalagmites and stalactites, they can gradually fuse together? Did you know that?
I didn't.
So, I mean, it's crazy. It actually takes about 100 years for them to grow just an inch. But then, eventually, they touch.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me sad sometimes. To imagine stalactites and stalagmites as lonely beings. But they're just trying to build themselves up enough to reach out to each other. It's kind of beautiful when you think about it like that.
Okay. This is all really interesting, but I should really get back to my tour.
I know. I know what happened to your husband.
What?
But I can't talk about it here.
We will return to the cavern in just a moment, but after this episode is over, head over to Shudder and Sundance Now. Shudder offers mostly horror and thrillers. Sundance Now offers dramas, comedies, and true crime. But right now, they're both streaming a brand new series called A Discovery of Witches.
Try to calm down. Your adrenaline is very high.
You can smell my adrenaline.
Of course I can.
Head on over to discoveryofwitchestv.com and use the promo code TRUTH. For a free 30-day trial of either Shudder or Sundance Now.
Thank you.
That's discoveryofwitchestv.com and use the promo code TRUTH. Now back to the cavern.
Before we begin today's meeting, we have a new face here. Would you like to introduce her to the group, Carol?
Thank you, Laura. Everyone, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, everyone. So Carol tells me you all believe that the caverns are special.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We've all had experiences involving the caverns.
Mm-hmm. And we meet up here at Laura's house, thank you, once a week to talk about
them. Yeah, welcome. Would you like some tea?
I made marshmallow squares.
Mm. They're so good.
Oh, thank you. I'm good. That's really nice. So what you're trying to tell me is what the caverns are magic? Or?
Well, we all have different theories.
I think there's a scientific explanation for it. I've been doing some research. Multiple worlds, vibrations, string theory.
What
even.
Does that even mean? That's just a different way of saying magic. Well, they knew about this sort of thing in ancient Greece and ancient Rome. It's in Virgil. A cavern into which lead 100 wide mouths, 100 gateways from which rush as many voices. And Plato's cave. You only think you know what the real world is.
Now, come on. Plato's cave is not an explanation. It's called the allegory of the cave.
It's an allegory for a real thing.
We try to disagree about this without fighting. I found answers in Scripture. Psalm 95, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. Psalm 88, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness.
Wow. Okay, so, but what does that actually mean? What does it all mean?
So, we all have two things in common. Number one, we all believe the caverns are a doorway to another world.
Or worlds.
Yes. Right. The caverns are a place where the barrier between worlds is just thinner. There are a lot of places like this. People disappear into these places, but sometimes they also come back to our world through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the other thing you all have in common?
Everyone here has lost someone. And we know that the caverns are the way to get them back. We know because we feel drawn to these caves. Mm-hmm. And when we've gone down there, we hear their voices.
My brother disappeared a few years back. I didn't know anything about the caves when it happened. But then a friend sent a postcard, one of those real, like, old, cheesy pictures of the caverns.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I took one look at it, and I knew. I knew that's where I had to go. And I was drawn to them somehow.
Yes.
And the first time I went down, when the lights went out, I heard his voice.
I lost my best friend.
My sister disappeared.
Carol, what about you? Did you lose someone?
My daughter went missing 9 years ago. Nobody believed me that I knew she was okay. And obviously the police didn't help, but that's not a surprise. But I know she's just somewhere else, yeah. And she's okay.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know because when I've gone down to the caves, I've heard her voice. To not have someone believe you, it is so painful. And I just was looking for one person, just one person. And I got very lucky. I have all these people now.
Yes.
We believe you, Carol.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the truth.
We believe each other, so.
Has anyone ever actually come back through the caverns?
I did. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I left home. I left everyone I knew. To my family, it must have been like I disappeared. There was a time in my life when things weren't good. I was trying to start a new life, but instead I started drifting away. It was like I was falling asleep. The world just got dimmer and quieter. And then it was like I didn't exist. For a while, I was in this other place. I don't know how to describe it. But then I heard a voice. It was faint at first, like an echo in reverse. And I followed it. I followed that voice in the dark. When I came back, I was in the caves. And the lights just came on.
So, do you understand? Do you believe us?
I find it difficult, actually, to accept. I just do. I'm sorry.
If there is nothing special about the caves, then what do you think happened to your husband?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe he did just leave me.
Is that really what you think happened?
I mean, not really, but there's just no other explanation I can really believe.
You know what happened, Anna. You know what you felt down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's something much bigger going on.
Oh, yes.
That's a fact.
I don't know.
We're going back to the caverns tomorrow night, midnight. It's a special time. We think the barriers between worlds will be especially thin.
Anna, it's your best chance to get your husband back.
We were supposed to drive home to Chicago today. And, I mean, this is insane. I don't know. I don't have any place to stay.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. You can stay with me. Okay, you can sleep in here tonight. This is my daughter's room, just the way she left it. Make yourself at home.
Thanks.
all these posters. My daughter wanted her room to be grown up. So that's what this is. Teenager's idea of a grown up. In my mind, when she comes back, she'll be a teenager still. It's hard to imagine. Anyway, I will let you get some rest.
Carol, do you ever think that maybe she just ran away?
No. Mm-mm. Anna, you don't have to decide now, but you should think about it. You know, coming back with us tomorrow to the caves. Okay, lights on or off?
Off.
Okay, good night.
Night.
Late. I'm sorry to wake you up.
What is that?
It's stupid. I'm sorry. I had this dream, and it's.
What was the dream?
In my dream, you were dead.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, how did I die? Hope it was a cool way.
No, it's not funny. I don't know how you died. I was trying to get to the funeral, but I couldn't figure out where it was. I finally found the church.
I did not want my funeral in a church. Don't let my mother trick you into
just
doing that.
Listen, please. Mm-hmm. I opened the door to the church, and there was just this nothing in front of me, and all I could do was walk into it. I took a step in, and that's when I woke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come here. Come on. It's just a dream. Don't mean anything. We'll talk about it tomorrow. It's okay.
Do you ever have any dreams like that? About me? Anna? Anna?
Anna, hey. Hey, wake up.
What's going on? What?
You were talking in your sleep. You seemed upset.
Sorry.
Oh, no, no, it's okay. I'll let you get back to sleep.
Carol? Tomorrow night, I'm gonna go back to the caves with you.
Okay, before we continue, let's take a moment to make our wishes. Plunk.
Can I borrow a coin?
Oh. Thank you.
Of course.
There you go.
Thanks.
How'd that feel?
Weird.
Okay, let's keep moving. Everyone stick together, please. Mm-hmm. And tall folks, watch your heads.
Mm-hmm. Really tight from here.
Hey, Roy. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long have you been doing this?
Almost 4 years now.
So, what convinced you that this is real? You know, what's kept you coming back?
Yeah. Well, I guess for me, it's simple. I can hear my brother's voice sometimes. I mean, not all the time and not clearly, but it's him. Mm. I just don't know what I would do, honestly, if I didn't have this place to come to. What convinced you to come?
I realized that my husband wouldn't have left me.
Okay, I'm gonna turn out the lights. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Ready, ready.
He wouldn't have left you because you know how much he loves you.
Because I know him and I know myself. And I know that if I ever really thought he was going to leave me, I would have left him first.
Here we go. 3, 2.
He wouldn't have left me.
Anna.
Ben?
hear more original stories like this one, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Cavern was written by Luke Burns and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It's performed by Anne Carr, Rebecca Robles, Max Brand, Ed Herbstman, Danielle Delgado, Louis Kornfeld, Jonathan Nail, Thomas Whittington, Daniel Hubbard, and Rick Andrews. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary, cutting-edge podcasts. You can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Davey Gardner. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.